This recording, Alberta 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very unhappy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mrs. Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Camrose, Alberta. I grew up at Kelsey. Worked in Edmonton for a short time, moved back to Camrose, moved to Balfe where I've been ever since. Lived in a rural community. I was living very close to my cousins, so I grew up with them. We had lots of fun times together as family and considered them good friends. My oldest brother, Larry, what I remember mostly about him was, I mentioned growing up close to my cousins, loading up as many as we could get in a station wagon, and he would take us to the theater in Daysland to see movies. But then, he's 8 years older, so wasn't all that close to him either. And my brother Roger, I remember being a little more obstinate, and he would stand up to my parents a little more, my dad especially. But became good friends with him after I had children because our children were very similar ages as theirs. My brother Bill, I quite enjoyed it when I was a little bit older but still not able to drive. He would take me to dances and quite often I got a ride home with somebody else. But it was fun that he would take me. So I was pretty lucky that they looked out for me.